welcome to another episode of Spirit in the Morning. Happy Thursday to you. I'm Gary Zimak, and we have got a great show planned for you. So I hope you'll grab a cup of coffee and stick around for the entire hour. Before we do anything else, let's begin with prayer. Today we'll say a prayer that's very important to those of us at Holy Spirit Radio, St. Augustine's Prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, again, thanks so much for joining us on the program today. I am Gary Zimak. On the show in this hour coming up, it is Thursday, and as part of our weekly pro-life feature, we'll be joined by Bobby Schindler. Bobby is the president of the Turi Schiavo Life and Hope Network. He's going to be here to share some information with us about the pro-life movement. Also on the program today, Lisa Duffy will be joining us. Lisa Duffy is an author, a speaker, and a divorce recovery expert. She's going to be talking about the upcoming Journey of Hope conference that will be taking place in August in Charleston, South Carolina. So we've got a lot of things going on in the program today, and I have a few things that I want to talk with you about. Yes, you. I want to talk to you today, but before I do that, I would like to introduce my right-hand man and my left-hand man. I'm not sure which order I'm going to go in, but
all right.
Dave Parker.
Hey, good morning, Gary.
Frank Eliason.
Good morning.
Okay, who's the right-hand man? Who's the left-hand man?
I believe I'm your right.
Yeah.
Okay,
your this
left.
Is my right
You're the
hand.
Left-hand
Hold
man.
It up high. No. Okay.
We're learning left and right now.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Now, I would say
you
maybe...
You notice I asked who's right and who's left, so I'm not quite there yet. Now, I just want to point out, I know this is radio.
You could say wingmen.
I know this...
There you go.
I know this is radio, but you can't see this, but I have to say, Mr. Parker is wearing his bright red Holy Spirit radio... golf shirt, you would call it again, right?
Oh, the polo.
Polo shirt. A beautiful shirt. Really good.
Thank you.
And Frank Eliason is decked out in his Phillies.
80s style
Phillies.
Yeah,
it's like the throwback Phillies jersey.
The throwback Phillies, yes.
Wow.
So this is a really nice picture here.
Yeah, thank you, Gary.
Yeah, we actually have good colors to go together.
Yeah, really. I needed to wake up. I needed something a little bit brighter.
Well, how about...
Every time you wear the shirt, though, it reminds me that I've been meaning to get jackets made.
Hey, maybe there was something.
We
maybe
that's
subliminal.
That.
I don't know.
I like that.
Actually,
idea.
You know what it was? It was right on top of the shirt pile.
That's the way I do it, too. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
And it's how I do it.
To fit in with you guys, I have my orange creamsicle shirt on today. Right? I mean, that's what it looks like. That's
yes.
So we look like a rainbow today. We are very bright. Well, at least we have bright colored shirts on. I don't want to go.
Wow.
Hey, you're going out on a limb there, buddy.
I am. Listen, here's the... Oh, man. Let me reel
you're
in here
creamsicle,
for a second.
I'm the popsicle.
I mentioned I wanted to talk about some things, and this is really cool. And guys, I'm going to ask you to weigh in on this, too. Spirit in the Morning, we are coming up on our one-year anniversary. It's going to be on October the 10th. We are planning something special for that, so stay tuned. I mean, it's just incredible to watch this show, to see what's really happening. I want to give you a couple highlights that are coming up, some things that you're going to be hearing in the next couple of days, upcoming weeks. But this show has grown, and all credit goes to Almighty God for this. Unbelievable, the guests on the show, the direction we have headed in, the success. I mean, it's just, we are so grateful. We're grateful to you, grateful to God, of course. We're grateful to you for spreading the word about this show. But tomorrow on the show, this is something that I wanted to do, and it's going to happen tomorrow. I mentioned As the Spirit Leads, a program that was on the air in the Philadelphia area for many years, beginning in the late 70s. John and Barbara Ann Marion, many of you are aware of their ministry, the great job that they did. They were trailblazers. They were doing what we do here before any of us were around. I mean, so this is, we are grateful to them for blazing the trail. Barbara Ann Marion passed away a little over a week ago, and I mentioned that on the show. Well, tomorrow on the program, in our 7:35 interview slot, we are privileged to be able to speak with Drew Mariani. Drew Mariani, very successful national radio host on Relevant Radio. I reached out to Drew. Drew is the son of Barbara Ann and John Marion. I said, would you come on and talk about the work that your parents did to blaze the trail for those of us in Catholic radio in the Philadelphia area? So Drew is going to join us on the show tomorrow to reflect on the life of Barbara Ann Marion and, of course, the late John Marion and the work that they did on As the Spirit Leads. So I hope you'll tune into that. And let your friends know, if you know somebody who listened to this show, I know that show is very popular for many years in this area. Let them know that Drew Mariani will be on the show tomorrow to pay tribute to John and Barbara Ann Marion. Now, also upcoming next week, Michael Warsaw will be joining us. And this is something that I am excited about. Michael wanted to do this. He, and I reached out to EWTN. He travels constantly, and he worked this into his schedule. Michael Warsaw is the CEO of EWTN. He's recently also appointed as a consultant to the Vatican Secretariat for Communication.
Wow.
This is a big deal. That was a papal appointment. Pope Francis said, Michael Warsaw, I need you to advise me on media issues.
Frank, it's incredible.
That's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
I mean, and that really gives us an idea of how the Pope views the mission of Catholic media and the success of EWTN.
That's right. And also what we're striving for here, what every one of these radio stations is striving to do, and the reach that you're trying to garner.
I was going to say, it doesn't get any higher than that. Well, maybe one step. And then the next level is God himself, you know, the Pope, you know.
That's
the Vicar
really
of Christ.
Cool. You know? So Michael will be on the show. We're going to chat a little bit about his work with EWTN. Of course, there's the importance of this papal appointment as well. Mm-hmm. So he wants to come on the show. That's going to be next Friday. Also next week, you may have heard of Lee Strobel. He's a very popular author. Lee Strobel was the award-winning legal editor of the Chicago Tribune. Years ago, he set out to prove, he was an atheist, set out to prove that Christianity was false.
Mm-hmm.
His
I
wife,
love this.
Right?
So do I.
And Lee Strobel became, he was converted. He found out, hey, this is true. And he did this because I think he was trying to disprove his wife.
That's right.
Right? Isn't that the story?
Exactly.
Lee Strobel is going to be on the program. The Case for Christ is the name of the book.
Wow.
It's now a movie. It's coming out on August 15th. So we're going to get Lee Strobel in the program. It's an amazing story.
Wow.
Everybody knows this is a very popular book, very popular author. And here's a guy who said, there is no God. And he goes, he does the research, and he finds out, wait a minute.
He attacks.
Is. So now he goes out and tries to share the good news with
his I'm gonna disprove this, and wow, and then he converts.
So, the Holy Spirit has a funny way of doing things.
What a sense of humor.
So he has written, I think, 20-some books. He will be on the program next Tuesday. The final piece of information, and Mr. Parker and Mr. Eliason don't even know this yet, so I figured I would spring this on them.
You're getting pretty formal there, bro.
Frank's getting a little, Frank's got a scared look. In his eyes.
Oh, no. Here we go.
No, this is good news. I mean, and
we are
sitting
down.
This goes to show you the power of what we are doing on Spirit of the Morning. I've been in touch with EWTN to see if we could get the Franciscan missionaries of the Eternal Word, the Franciscan friars. We've had some of them on. Father Leonard, Father Joseph has been on with us, Father John Paul. I wanted to know if they would be willing to do a regular segment for us. The answer was yes. They are now going to do a monthly segment. We're going to go in a rotating order. The Franciscan Friars will now be a part of this show. They are not doing this for any other show.
Wow.
They're going to be a part of it. So I think that's
fantastic.
Really,
it is fantastic.
So thank you, EWTN.
Gary, do you sleep? Are you when do you rest, brother?
Frank, you know, we talk about this. We get these ideas. I mean, I'm always saying to the Holy Spirit, give me ideas for the program, and I know you're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
We're getting ideas, and we're implementing them.
And it's really amazing. If you go back, and we have now the archives are out there, so you can go back to our first show and really follow.
Please.
Don't groan, Gary.
That was... Oh. I wish... All right,
you know what?
This
you know
is
what
where I
do?
Wish we had video, because people would have just been like on the
you
floor
know what
on
you
that
should
face.
Do for our anniversary show, you should take a few clips from that first show.
Oh, I have to. I have to. And ultimately, you know,
praise
it evolved.
God.
You know, it evolved over time, and it evolved through inspiration. And, you know, it's going to continue to evolve. And, you know, one of the things that we haven't set up yet, and maybe we can get people's opinion of, you know, we're going to eventually broadcast video.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the camera's still sitting in its box in the other room, so one of these days it will be brought out.
That's a relief.
There's a reason why it's still in its box. But anyway, you know, we are going to continue to evolve as we have through the course of the past year.
Right.
At the same time, we're bringing in all these different people into the faith, into, you know, whether it's the listeners into it, but also the people that we bring on to get interviewed, which, Gary, you do that 100%. So on behalf of Holy Spirit Radio, thank you for finding all those people to interview and, you know, creating this whirlwind of information.
You know, Frank, thank you for saying that. But the whole goal here is, and I know this is the goal of Holy Spirit Radio in general, is we're trying to bring you, the listener, closer to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do it in any number of ways. We want to let you know we're on this journey with you, and we're going to find ways to help you grow closer to Christ, as we all are. Dave, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
We're all on the journey, too. And this show is helping the three of us and everybody here at the station grow closer to the Lord.
I was
going to
say,
in your living
rooms as you wake up, in your driving, that was our whole intent, is to get you when you're getting ready to go out the door, or maybe staying home. We want to reach you where you are.
That's
The gospel verse, I think we're
let's do the gospel.
You have 1 minute to do it. So
all right, let's
read.
Do it. Matthew chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look, but they do not see, and hear, but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen, amen. I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Quickly, as we go to break, Jesus is saying to us, we are very privileged. We just heard from him. Many prophets for years were waiting for the Messiah. Jesus is here. He's ready for us to follow him. The question is, are you ready? Will you follow him today? When we come back, Lisa Duffy, and we're going to talk about the upcoming Journey of Hope Conference. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for July 27th. Today we celebrate Blessed Antonio Lucci. Antonio was born in Italy in 1682. He attended the local school run by the conventual Franciscans and joined them at age 16. Following his ordination, he earned a doctorate in theology and taught in several Italian cities. Eventually, Antonio was elected regional superior of the friars, and a year later he was sent to Rome to teach at St. Bonaventure College. Perhaps that's where Pope Benedict XIII saw firsthand Antonio's gifts and observed his holiness. In 1729, the Holy Father appointed Antonio Bishop of Bovina, Italy. Antonio's 23 years as bishop were marked by visits to local parishes and a renewal of gospel living among the people of his diocese, including the clergy, who were in need of reform. He dedicated his income to works of education and charity. He was known for his warm pastoral style and his commitment to the poor and helpless. Bishop Lucci wrote a major book about the saints and blesseds in the first 200 years of the conventual Franciscans. He died in 1752 and was beatified in 1989. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
more inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Time for my friends, no time to chit-chat. Problems at my job, wondering what to do. I know I should be working, but I'm thinking of you. And just when I feel this crazy world is gonna bring me down, that's when your smile comes around. Ooh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms, will always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. And put my feet on the ground. Forever in my heart, always on my mind. It's crazy how I think about you all of the time. And just when I think I'm about to figure you out, you make me wanna sing and shout. I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I can't imagine even loving you less, Lord. I love the way you hold me. Done. Wish I could tell you in a short story or poem, but all I have is my voice and this guitar, and you have my heart. Ooh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make you special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. You'll always be, you take each and every day, every day. I love the way you hold me.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was Hold Me by Jamie Grace featuring Toby Mac. I'm Gary Zimak. Thank you for tuning into the show today. Your time right now is 7:18. Well, every Thursday on the program, we feature a pro-life segment. Just a reminder of the importance of the pro-life movement, and we cover all aspects of the pro-life movement here at Spirit in the Morning. We are blessed to be joined right now by Bobby Schindler. Bobby is the president of the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network, and he joins us. Bobby's a regular guest on the program. He joins us now. Good morning, Bobby. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I am well. Bobby, I want to talk to you a little bit about... I was thinking... At some point, we've talked about this a little in the past. I want to talk about how you got in. I mean, I think everybody knows the story, hopefully, of your sister, Terry Schiavo. I want to talk at some point about how you got involved and started doing this on a full-time basis. But before I do that, I want to get your thoughts on a case that's on everybody's mind, the Charlie Gard case.
Sure. Well, clearly, it's a tragedy.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking. What happened this week was just, it was unexpected. I, as you might know, or as reported, that the family decided that they were going to withdraw their petition.
Right.
And now they're just determining when, I guess, the best way for Charlie to pass. I was just a little surprised that the parents decided that they were going to withdraw.
That caught me by surprise, too. It was looking, that seemed to come out of the blue.
Yeah, it was, because they were so dedicated to fighting, but I guess the doctor from New York had given them some news where Charlie was going to respond to the treatment that they were offering to provide for him. And I guess the parents were told that the best thing would to be, to do what they're doing now with in regards to, what should be done in his best interest.
Bobby, when we look at this case, as a parent myself, to me it's unimaginable what happened. What can we learn from this situation? What's the way? I mean, obviously, this is a wake-up call for all of us. What do we need to be aware of, and what do we do about it?
Well, that's something I've been saying. We've been just the reality of our health care today, Gary.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not guaranteed that we're going to get provided certain care anymore.
Wow.
And the way the hospitals work today, we have ethics committees that are part of every hospital in the United States, where they can now make decisions if there's a dispute, or if the hospital decides that they're not going to provide certain care to an individual. The ethics committee can come in and recommend that they stop treatment. And when that happens, Gary, there's pretty much nothing parents can do, or whoever it is that's caring for the loved one, to get them care. So they, at that point, they basically have to look to transfer them to another facility. So, and that's where there's a difference here, I think. When we look at what happened with Charlie, in the United States, typically, if this does happen, this scenario where they're going to stop treatment, and the family can find another facility, the hospital will typically allow them to be transferred.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think so many people are looking at Charlie's case and shaking their heads and are outraged, because Charlie's parents found another facility. They found a doctor that was going to treat him, and the hospital still said, no, we're not going to allow you to take Charlie and release him to get this treatment.
Right. That's what I found unbelievable. So what's the difference? What caused that? What gave them that authority?
Well, great question.
Right? I mean, because if we look at that here in the U.S., we're thinking, well, good thing it doesn't happen here, but who's to say it won't happen here someday?
Well, don't get me wrong here. It's happened in the United States where the hospital has said, for whatever reasons, that we're not going to allow you to transfer, and it just depends on the situation.
Okay.
But typically, they will allow families to transfer their patient or their loved one. But so it's a very disturbing and troubling case what we're seeing, and I think that's why it's getting the publicity and why the parents are getting such an outpouring of support with their efforts.
Yeah. And I want to thank you for all you've done to call attention to this case. Bobby, I was traveling over the past week. I was in Cleveland speaking, spending some time on the plane, praying, asking the Lord what direction we should go with this show. And I do this a lot. And you popped into my mind. And I thought, you know what? I want to give you a chance in the time we have here, because you're so grateful. We're so grateful to you for being on the program. To pay tribute to your sister, Terry Schiavo, I want to make sure that she is not forgotten. And I also want to give you a chance to explain what got you into what you do now. And I mean, obviously, it has to do with Terry, but your life took a radical change. And you are now a champion for those who can often not defend themselves. So if you would, spend a few minutes, talk about your sister. I know that some of the details aren't out there. They get misconstrued. You hear she was brain dead, she was in a vegetative state, whatever the case. If you would, talk about Terry for a few minutes, and then explain what motivated you to do what you do, because I know what you do is not easy, my friend.
Well, thanks, Gary. Well, some of what you just said, I did not want anybody to forget my sister and what they did to her, and the fact that what happened to Terry is happening every single day in our in our nation. I mean, every day, depending on the circumstances, people are being starved and dehydrated, having their care denied, which is similar to Terry, which is food and water through a feeding tube.
Yeah.
So, our family, and it was our entire family that decided we were going to start a nonprofit. So after Terry died, we just saw what we went through with her, how there was really no organization out there I mean, Gary, when this started with my family, we went looking for an organization that could help us defend my sister, and there was no, they weren't out there.
Wow.
There was pro-life groups all over the country that were defending and fighting against the abortion issue, but there was no one that was picking up this issue.
Right.
So when Terry died, we said, there's got to be something or someone out there that's going to help families, you know, if they're ever in a situation like what we just went through. And that was mm-hmm. really what motivated our family to want to start this nonprofit.
Yeah. And that, of course, is the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network, right? And Bobby, where's the contact information for that on the web?
It's lifeandhope.com, lifeandhope.com.
Because I'll make sure we link that. But I want to commend you. Now, you were a high school teacher at the time?
I was down in Tampa, Florida. I had been living down there for a number of years. And, yes, I was teaching at a Catholic high school in Tampa. And,
wow.
And when this all ordeal, just, and, you know, to this day, I don't know, you know, why we received all the publicity that it did. Because of what I said, Gary, it was mm-hmm. happening every day. I mean,
yep.
it was removing people's food and hydration, taking away their feeding tubes was happening often. And it's something our family never, you know, we were naive getting into this battle. We had no idea what we're
right,
up against.
Right, right. But you're in it now. And listen, if there, you know, you have our support. We're going to do our best here at Holy Spirit Radio and Spirit in the Morning to support you in any way that we can. We're going to make sure that your sister's memory is not forgotten. And look, God, I mean, I sympathize and I'm very sorry that it had to happen to a family member of yours. But there is good that God is somehow bringing good out of this through your work. You're saving the lives of other people who are in that situation.
Well, all because of what Terry went through.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, there have been so many blessings over the years that just we simply would not have experienced if not what our family went through and what Terry went through. So that old saying, what man does for evil, God will turn into good.
And I think
we're seeing a lot of that with what happened with my sister. A lot of blessings, Gary.
That's right. Well, listen, my friend, hopefully we'll get to meet in person one day. I know you're headquartered in Philadelphia, and if you're ever in town, make sure we get together and know that you have our full support and our prayers. And Bobby, thanks for being a part of this segment. Thanks for what you do to stand up for the defenseless and, you know, continued success to you, brother. And if there's anything we can ever do, please let us know.
Well, really, really grateful for your support, Gary. Thanks so much. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bobby Schindler,
God bless you,
from
Gary.
Man,
and
president
Bobby.
Of the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network. Dave Parker, what do you say? That's powerful.
Yeah, it's so powerful. What can one say?
I mean, he put his whole life on hold.
Exactly.
He was a high school teacher.
Put on hold, and then it just took a 180,
yep.
And now it's a different life.
And when the Charlie Gard case was really heating up a few weeks ago, Bobby hopped on a plane. He was over in England.
Absolutely.
To defend those who can't defend themselves.
Exactly.
My mother is on a feeding tube. My mother has Alzheimer's disease, and thank God she's been kept alive for about 10 years on that feeding tube.
Praise
God. But, you know, you don't know. We don't know what we're going to face. And, again, I always like to give you hope. There is hope. Bobby is saving lives out there.
Absolutely.
And we can all do it. We just need to be aware of what's going on. Continue to pray.
Pray for Bobby and his whole effort.
We will have the contact information for the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network on spiritinthemorning.com. When we come back, Lisa Duffy will be talking about divorce recovery.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help. and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. 29-year-old Daniel Andrade suffers from a severe type of cerebral palsy, leaving him unable to walk, talk, or move since birth. Yet thanks to his loving mom, Irma, he's able to attend Mass once a week. Every Sunday, Irma washes, dresses, and carries her son down the stairs of their second-floor apartment to his wheelchair in the driveway below. The pair then walk the 3 blocks to St. John the Baptist Church in their hometown of Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Irma's faced many challenges in her life, including abandonment by her husband after Daniel was born, but as she told the Rhode Island Catholic, "I opened my arms and trusted God that He would give me the strength to raise Daniel the best I can. I thank God for everything He's given me." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Was Never Been a Moment by Micah Tyler. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Time right now, 7:34. Thanks so much for joining us today. We are now going to speak to Lisa Duffy. She's a regular guest on the program, has been on several times with us. Lisa is an author, blogger. She's a relationship and a divorce recovery expert. What an important topic. Lisa joins us to talk about the upcoming Journey of Hope Conference for Divorce Recovery. So if you know, if you're in this situation, if you maybe know somebody who is dealing with the after effects of a divorce, make sure you call them right now. Say, tune into the radio because we want you to hear what Lisa has to say. Lisa joins us right now on the phone. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. I'm great, and thank you so much for having me.
You know what? It's always a pleasure. What an important topic, Lisa. Before we talk about this Journey of Hope conference, which is so important, and I really wanted to get you on the show to talk about it, share, if you will, a little bit about your story, in case somebody didn't hear you last time, and maybe offer a word to those who are struggling with recovering from a divorce.
Sure. Well, I went through a very unwanted divorce in the early 1990s. I had married for life, so it was just something I did not want to do. But I really struggled in the time period after to find, you know, to kind of reconcile how to be Catholic and divorced.
Yeah.
And there was really very little out there, if anything, for me to hold on to from a Catholic perspective to find healing with. So I went forth very angry. I made a lot of mistakes. Mm-hmm. But in the end, I realized the only way I would actually heal is through my faith. Mm. So I fully embraced my faith. I had never really left, but I just reconstructed my relationship with God and embraced the sacraments, went through the annulment process, found healing. And I've been remarried happily for 17 years now with three miracle children. Mm. And this is why I reach out to divorced Catholics, because I want them to know there's hope.
That is such an important message, that message of hope. And there, Lisa, you know, there are so many people dealing with this right now who may feel alienated, who may feel hopeless. And that's why I love the title of your conference, Journey of Hope Conference. There is hope for divorce recovery. It's going to be August the 4th through the 6th in Charleston, South Carolina, which is a very reasonable trip from the Philadelphia area. It is not at all too far to go. You've got some great speakers coming up at this conference.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited about that and their messages.
Yeah.
You know, of course, we have Rose Sweet. Everybody loves Rose.
Oh, yeah.
Because she comes at this not just from a Catholic perspective, but with her heart, because she, like me, has been through it.
Right.
And we've got Father Thomas Loya, who is just an amazing speaker, and he's going to talk about the theology of the body as a message for hope for divorced Catholics. What an important, you know, what an important message to put out there.
Sure.
We've got a parish leader event on Friday, which I'm very excited about. Kathy Schmugge, who is our Director of Family Life for the diocese, she's going to talk about Amoris Laetitia and kind of getting past the headlines and really kind of rolling up our sleeves and talking about what hope comes from that.
That's an important one, Lisa, because there's a lot of misinformation about that, about Amoris Laetitia.
Yes, definitely. We need to use, you know, we need to implement the things that we can, and that's going to be a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And in that parish leader event, we've got a few other workshops, and but the whole conference is a great opportunity for divorced Catholics to connect not only with leaders in the church whom they feel disconnected from, but also a community of people who understand them.
Yeah, and I think it's important for anyone who is in that situation to realize they're not alone. And do you find that a lot, that people who have gone through a divorce and who are trying to live out their Catholic faith feel that I'm just in this by myself, I'm the only one in this situation?
Most definitely. Yeah. I think the most unfortunate situations are those who, A, feel that they are excommunicated because of their divorce. And then you have others who may not feel that it's that harsh, but they don't feel welcome, and so they automatically stop coming to Mass. And that's the very thing they need. So I'm thrilled to be able to get people together and not only give them accurate information, but let them see that they're not alone, that there are, unfortunately, many people who share their experience, but those are the people that they can connect with and get support from.
Lisa, I remember many years ago I used to give out, I used to distribute Holy Communion at a nursing home, and I went up to a woman one time, and I said, would you like to receive Holy Communion? She was on our Catholic list, and she said, I would love to, but I can't. And we talked a little bit more about it, and I said, why not? And she said, well, I'm divorced. And I said, well, let me put you in touch with the parish priest. Well, the priest came over, talked to her, and, you know, the details, I'm not sure of the details. They worked out the details. And the next time I was there, she was able to receive communion. So it was so good. And she was so ecstatic about that. Many people who have gone through a divorce, they and are Catholic, they assume incorrectly, as you just said, that they are automatically excommunicated.
Yes, and it's so sad. I know when I went through it, one of my first questions, period, was, can I receive communion? Luckily, I had my family who kept me informed, but it's really important for people to understand that the civil divorce decree in and of itself does not prohibit you from receiving the sacraments. Mm-hmm. What does is the same for everybody, no matter what your state in life is, being in a state of mortal sin. So if you have, you know, there are plenty of people who are divorced who did not want it, but were forced into it.
Yep.
And you can absolutely receive communion. So it's important to understand and get that message out.
It is, and you're doing a great job getting that message out. One thing else I want to point out about this conference, another of your speakers, I believe, is Father Jeff Kirby.
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm.
Father's a regular on this show, so that in and of itself is a reason to attend. Father is amazing. He's doing such. And Charleston, South Carolina, great city for the
beautiful
retreat.
Beautiful city.
Yeah. Oh, it is. You know, I'm a Southern California native, born and raised 30 years there.
Yeah.
And while I miss home, Charleston, I'm never going to leave. It is so beautiful.
Wow.
The
mm-hmm.
people are so friendly. It's just a great place to be.
If you could, I want to build up some interest in the area because I always like to believe if you are listening to this program, there's a reason. A lot of times we say, oh, I just happen to be tuning in. If you're listening to the program right now and you are in a position where you have been divorced, you're feeling alienated, you're looking at life as being hopeless, this conference, there's a reason the Holy Spirit has you listening to this show right now. Lisa, if you would you talk a little bit about the setting? I know it's in Charleston, the setting for the conference, and maybe go into some more details about, you mentioned some of the speakers, about some of the daily events, and why somebody should attend.
Awesome. Thank you for giving me that opportunity. Well, you know, the Charleston is called the Holy City, and for a reason, because there's a church nearly on every corner. It's a
wow.
beautiful, gorgeous place full of history. I mean, you can't stand on a street corner and not bump into some sort of history from the Civil War and so forth. It's just rich.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the Gullah community who are out there with their baskets and everything. Mm. It's also a foodie heaven.
Whoa, all right. Now you got my attention.
Shopping and foodie, I mean, we've got just the best restaurants here, A-list restaurants.
Right.
So it's just, you know, whether it's the history or the culture or the, you know, restaurant aspect, it's just a wonderful, wonderful place to be. It's warm, so if you're, you know, if you enjoy the summer temperatures, it will be warm. But the beaches are right there. There's just so much to, there are plantations, historical plantations to see, so much to do.
And one thing I want to make clear is, and I hope I'm correct about this, there are still some openings. It's not too late to register, correct?
It's not too late, but okay. It will be soon.
Oh, okay.
So August 2nd, I have to close registration.
Okay.
So until then, it's open, and everyone is welcome.
And the website is journeyofhopeconference.com, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, and I will have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. And I just want to add something. Lisa, you and I, we've talked on this program before. I have read your books. I want to say you do a phenomenal job, and I want to personally endorse you and say if you are in a position where you have gone through a divorce, if you're looking for hope, if you're looking to be inspired, Lisa Duffy and these great speakers that will be there, they're going to get the job done. So please take it seriously. Again, I believe that it's no accident that you're listening to this. Mm-hmm. Take this retreat seriously. JourneyOfHopeConference.com. We will have that linked at Spirit in the Morning. And also, don't forget about Lisa's website, LisaDuffy.com, where you can find out all about her great books and the work that she does. Lisa, you're amazing. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Oh, thank you so much, Gary. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Keep up the great work. Dave Parker, what an important
There's
topic.
Always hope, folks.
Yeah.
So
what a great mission that she has.
Beautiful mission.
Because
beautiful mission.
There are people out there who are feeling hopeless, who have gone through a divorce, oftentimes an unwanted divorce.
Exactly. And but, we all know someone like that. I know more than one someone.
That's
you know?
True. So even if you're not in that position, maybe let somebody know about this conference. Mm-hmm. Again, JourneyOfHopeConference.com. If you want to go to our website, we will have it linked as well, spiritinthemorning.com.
The Spirit just put it on my heart to say this. Look how, to your point, Gary, if you're listening and you're out there and this unfortunate situation affects you, you know, there's hope. But look at the lives we can touch, and we are touching. So, Gary, what an awesome mission
God is
we
good.
Have.
The Holy is Spirit good. Is driving us, brother.
Absolutely.
Buckle up and get ready for it to continue the ride. Who knows where we're going next?
I think I can put my seatbelt on now. I was a little groggy this morning, folks, but I'm back now.
We're getting Dave Parker
back awake.
Back awake. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the proper grammar to use for that.
Wake up, Parker. I don't know what was going on. I was a little groggy this morning, folks. It happens.
When we come back, it's going to be time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, so make sure you don't go anywhere. We still got plenty of Spirit in the Morning left to go, and we are so glad that you're able to join us on the show today.
The lights are on now.
Your time right now is 7:46. Get settled in and continue to join us for the remainder of the show, especially if you're feeling a little anxious today. I've got a Bible verse just for you. Stay tuned.
Do you want to have your business get noticed? Do you want to support and evangelize your faith? Underwriting Holy Spirit Radio is a great way to accomplish each of these. Holy Spirit Radio is a listener-supported nonprofit foundation. Join with other faith-filled businesses like yours. Business sponsorships start as low as $300 per month. Learn more at holyspiritradio.org, call us at 215-345-1570, or email frank@holyspiritradio.org.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Matthew 13, Jesus spoke of a sower who sowed some seed that fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground with little soil. It sprang up quickly, but was scorched by the sun. Thorns choked some as it grew. But some fell on rich soil and produced fruit of 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears, he said, ought to hear. In other words, whoever has the rich soil of an open mind and heart ought to understand what he was saying. Undoubtedly, there were some there whose attitudes were choked by the thorns of self-interest, or whose superficial interest was shallow of the soil of sincerity. Most of us lack the adequate requirements for his love to flourish in us at one time or another, but he doesn't give up on us. Good Friday shows us how much he wants us to hear him. Whoever has ears ought to hear. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Like you've never been before, the life you knew in a thousand pieces on the floor. And words fall short in times like these, when this world drives you to your knees. You think you're never gonna get back to the you they used to be. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your
Just let that word wash over you. It's all right now. Love's healing hands have pulled you through. So get back up, take step one. Leave the darkness, fear the sun. 'Cause your story's far from over, and your journey's just begun. Tell your
back to Spirit of the Morning. I'm sorry if you just bear with us.
As you're singing Bohemian Rhapsody here.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure.
You're a big iPhone guy.
I am an iPhone guy, although I think if I may switch to something else as it comes out, but I actually have been an iPhone person. My first iPhone was actually a gift from Steve Jobs.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't to me, but I worked for Comcast at the time, and I worked for Brian Roberts, and my team did some work for Steve Jobs, mm-hmm. and so it was the 3GS, which would be technically the second iPhone.
Oh.
He sent two of them to Brian Roberts mm-hmm. to say thank you, and so I got one of them. And so my first one was a gift from Steve Jobs.
Wonderful.
Very neat.
But
not
anyway,
many people can say that.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is.
needless facts. But anyway, we were just talking about there's a thing going on about Bohemian Rhapsody.
Right, the Queen song, in case you're a classic rock fan.
And if, I forget what you say, though, because I did it a few days ago.
You go to Siri, if you have an iPhone, and say, I see a little silhouette of a man. And see what happens. It's really cool.
It is, especially if you like Bohemian Rhapsody. And even if you don't, it is still kind of funny.
It is.
Are we going to launch into singing it or kind of humming it?
It's really funny. If we had a few more moments before we came off that song, I was about to pull it up on my phone and I was going to put it right up to the microphone.
That would be really cool.
I have to like sit here and say, hey, Siri, I'm a little silhouette of a man.
Is that right? I see a little silhouette of a man.
Let's see if Siri.
All right, let's see.
I don't know what that means.
Want me to try it?
Yeah.
All right. I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, will you do the Fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, can we hear that?
Galileo, Galileo.
I think
Galileo Figaro.
Anyway, I think you get the idea. But anyway, all right, Siri, time to be quiet now.
Thank you, Siri.
All right.
So anyway,
so we're really bringing people to faith now. I think we're going a little off the guardrails.
We are, but let's get recentered back on the guardrails before we go off the air. Your Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. Wow, this is kind of interesting. Romans 8:6. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. Okay, pretty interesting after we just talked about a Queen song. Yeah. But, you know, honestly, look, let's face it. We're human. It's okay to like things.
And we want to reach a wider segment of society.
It's okay to like secular things in the world, whatever it may be. But we've got to keep centered. That's what we try to do here. We try to build that bridge here.
Yeah. And we are all human, and you have to, it is okay to be human.
Good point.
It's okay to enjoy things. It's okay to laugh at a silly iPhone thing. There's nothing wrong with that. There's, you know, at the same time, being inspired by the Spirit. And sometimes I'll say those things cross.
Right.
Absolutely.
One of the best ways to actually reach people not necessarily in the faith, is through secular means.
Yes.
It's absolutely through other things. Or, you know, one of the things, you know, I notice is constantly, and sometimes it's little things that go on, but there's constantly little messages, and sometimes it might be a funny message, it might be something that is unexpected, and you can start to share these things and, you know, share them in a way that says, you know, I don't know where this is coming from, but this is this, and it gets people thinking. You know, this is what we're about. This is how we spread our faith. You know, oftentimes people think we need to spread our faith by, you know, saying things about negative things people are doing. But you know what? You can utilize the things that are in this secular world that that may not even fully align to our faith to get people to go, ah.
And so often many artists had their beginning in gospel and so there,
and
go ahead, Garrett.
Dave, not to interrupt, but something you said just made the light bulb go off in my head. Next week on the show, we're going to be featuring an interview with Jacob Popcheck. If that name sounds familiar, you've heard him on the radio. He is going to talk about, in this interview, I'm going to sit down with him. Jacob's a really cool guy. We're going to talk about how we can find God in art, in music, in things that you might not necessarily think of, because where you see beauty, where you get enjoyment, God is there. And that's the cool thing. We're going to talk to Jacob about that.
Exactly. And I've had numerous conversations with Jacob. And, you know, I found it always inspiring to start thinking of it that way. And thinking, and, you know, one of the things we even talked about is, you know, things like Disney movies, where maybe some people don't like certain things about them. But you know what? There's something there.
That's right.
And you start, like, looking a little deeper.
Absolutely.
And you go, oh,
yep,
I didn't see that. And I was really impressed by his eyes wide open to catch those things and be able to then point them out to people. And so I think that there's a lot to learn from that. I think there's a lot in all of these things that we can learn.
And we're going
to
get Jacob on the show to talk about that. So, you know, the Holy Spirit's driving us, and stick with us. We're gonna keep you entertained. We're also going to keep you inspired, because you got to focus on the Lord. That's what that Bible verse was all about. You have to spend some time with Him each day. But you can find Him in unexpected places if you're looking. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by author Tom Crogwell. He wrote a book about places you need to pray at before you die. How's that set? And one of the places, it's kind of a cool book.
That sounds uplifting.
Well, these are, I think the book is 101 Catholic Places to Go Visit. Yeah, I know, it's the title. But you know what's cool? One of the places.
Not to be a downer, folks.
One of the places is the shrine right down the street at Chenstohova. So
well, isn't that great?
That.
People can follow the book and then even stop by and visit us and say hi.
That's right. There you go. And also, very important tomorrow on the program, Drew Mariani, Relevant Radio show host, will be here to reflect on the life of his mom and dad, Barbara Ann and John Marion, and their radio program, As the Spirit Leads. So, really big day on the show tomorrow. I hope you'll be able to join us. Also, before I run out of time, next week on the program, we're going to be interviewing Jimmy Akin and Tim Staples from Catholic Answers. So, man, we got lots of good things coming up for you on Spirit in the Morning. Remember today, whatever you do, wherever you go, whenever you take up your iPhone and listen to Siri sing Bohemian Rhapsody, no matter what it is, God is with you. Don't forget that. And make sure you say hi. Talk to you next time.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating